Do people still do that around any? Have the body at home or?
Very few. Mm-hmm. Very few. And most of them leave in the funeral home now. It's time for the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call the thing that the person is buried in? Like the box that they're buried in?
The casket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coffin hospital called. Back the way back on.
Same thing?
Same thing.
How about, where do they bury them?
In the cemeteries. Local cemeteries, family cemeteries, things like that.
Okay. Do a lot of families have their own, or?
It started off way back, maybe with a funeral cemetery, like one up above Gerard and Mallon Cemetery, and their family buries that.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, where my grandmother and granddad is buried, is, that started off as a family cemetery, but then my grandmother gave 3 acres of land for them to build a church and a cemetery on. So it's now not considered a family cemetery anymore.
It's the church. It belongs to the church.
And Rhode Island family buried off up in one corner where it originally started. My granddaddy was the first one ever buried there. And that was in 1881.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked that place out. He must knew he was going to die or something, and that's where they buried him up on top of that a hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grandmother and different ones of the family died. And she, before she died, she gave them 3 acres of land for the church and the cemetery.
For the Mobley Pond church?
That's a Christian church down here, Corinth Christian Church.
Oh,
that's on down
okay.
The road, about, just before you turned off, you went another 500 yards, you've been in a Christian church.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
so they had 2 churches right
two
here
churches,
in this
that's
community.
A Christian church. This is, of course, this is a, we speak of it as a Christian church because that's the name and nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Corinth is its name, and then Mobley Pond the Methodist Church.
Okay.
And,
all
we
right.
All were Methodists. We never did join the Christian church.
Mm-hmm. How about for the preachers at the churches? Do they have different terms for different kinds of preachers? Like some of them have regular training and some of them are just kind of...
ordained preachers and them that's not ordained.
Right.
Or local preachers, they speak mm-hmm. of them locally. And of course, the Methodist Church, we don't pick our preachers. They're sent to us by the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually change them every 4 or 5 years, maybe sometimes 2 years. If people are dissatisfied, they'll move them and all.
Mm-hmm.
And our preacher is now coming back for his 5th year. Our ring actually served this year, they'll move him there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up in the Methodist yeah. Church. They keep them,
yeah.
Keep them going. Around. Now, do they have one, does he just have that one church
no,
or
no, he's
several?
Got 3 churches.
Mm-hmm.
It's on what we call a charge. And he's got 3 churches. And you preach it all, 3 of them, now, 2 of them you just preach twice a month. And the other church preaches every Sunday there. Like I said, Mobley Pond, he preaches twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 10 o'clock service. And go back to the other church of Bergeron and preach there at 11 o'clock.
Mm. That's a lot of preaching in one day,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about go back to the, if somebody dies, would they have different terms?